From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young, along with Jeremy Hofson. It's Here and Now. The first American since 1983 has won the men's division in the Boston Marathon. 38-year-old Meb Keflezighi was 12 when he came to the U.S. from Eritrea. He led one of the largest fields in the 118-year history of the Boston Marathon, some 36,000 running, as everyone knows, a year after last year's race, when four people were killed by bombs and a subsequent manhunt, and over 200 were injured at the finish line. Here Now's Alex Ashlock is at what seems like a reclaimed finish line today. Alex, describe the men's division win.
Oh, Robin, it was incredible. I've been saying today that I really never thought I'd live to see the day that an American would win the Boston Marathon. The African runners, Ethiopia and Kenya, they're just so dominant. They're so good. They train at altitude. They're the best runners in the world, and Americans have really not competed that strongly here in recent years. But today we saw, as you said, 38-year-old Meb Keflezighi, a refugee from Eritrea who became an American citizen, really run away with this race. He took control of the race, and he had some competition toward the end, but it was really never in doubt after about the halfway point that he was going to win this race, and he did. He came down Boylston Street, and people were going crazy. You can probably hear right now people behind me. They're still, you know, obviously people are still finishing the marathon, the people in the back of the pack, they're finishing their 26-mile journey. A year ago at this time on Marathon Day, I was standing in just about the same place, and just about 40 minutes later, the first bomb exploded. I was gone by then, but I'm in the same spot I was in about this time last year, and it's, you know, it looks just like it did at that time last year. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, well, and we're hoping it is a fully reclaimed finish line, but who's now, everyone's claiming Meb Keflezighi, but where was he born and raised?
He was born in Eritrea.
But raised,
Yeah, and his father, I met his father a few years ago at the Olympic Marathon Trials after Meb won that race in 2012. And his father fled the country. He walked some amount of miles to get out of the country, made it to the United States, and eventually was able to bring the family through a circuitous route to get them to California. Meb grew up in San Diego. He went to college at UCLA. He's been a great runner for a long time. He's now an American citizen. He just said a few minutes ago, I'm so proud to be an American citizen. So I think at least on this day, you might have some arguments about, you know, whether he was born in Eritrea or and whether he really is an American citizen. That argument has been had, actually. But I think today Boston is claiming him, and I think the United States is too. Yeah.
Let's look at the women's side. Many Americans pulling for a young woman from Massachusetts, but there was just a heartbreak in watching her. Tell us.
She, you're talking about Shalane Flanagan.
Yes.
She grew up in Marblehead, a great high school star here, a great star in North Carolina, a very good runner for a long time. She's been in the Olympics. She's done well in Olympic trials and in Olympic races. She ran like Meb did today. She ran her own race. She just ran as hard as she could, literally as hard as she could, she said. And the thing was, all these other women did the same thing today. We had three people go under the course record, the top three women. Rita Jeptu, of course, of Kenya, won the race for the second straight time. It's actually the third time she's won the marathon, but the second and third place finishers also went under the course record. And if you look at Shalane Flanagan's race, she ran the marathon today 3 minutes faster than she's ever run a marathon, and she finished seventh.
Well,
that gives you an idea of what kind of field she was up against, and she ran her own race. And it just wasn't good enough.
Well, congratulations to Kenya's Rita Jeptu, who did win the women's division. South African Ernst van Dijk was the 10-time wheelchair winner in the men's division. And he just spoke about how last year's events propelled him. Let's listen.
That last 5 miles, it was like a human tunnel of emotion that we were going through. And as tired as I was, I just couldn't let up. And I was literally sprinting that last 5 miles because the people made me do that. They carried me.
And Alex, in the women's division, a Russian-born American, Tatiana McFadden, was the women's wheelchair winner second year in a row. But we couldn't help but notice there were several others in the disabled division this year. It was quite something. The married couple, Patrick Downs and Jessica Kensky, who each lost a leg in the bombing last year, crossed the finish line on hand cycles. It was quite something. Tell us some more about what's happening at the finish line. Other survivors there as well. Maybe they didn't do the race as Pat and Jessica did, but they were there.
I did see, Rob, and other survivors on the course. They were wearing sort of fluorescent green ribbons on their shirts that said survivors. survivor. There were about 30 survivors of the bombings who did participate in today's race. Patrick Downs and his wife were two of those people, and Patrick Downs was one of the most emotional speakers at that tribute event last week on the one-year anniversary of the bombing. But people are just crossing the finish line. They have their hands up in the air. They're high-fiving each other. They're just their people are hugging. People are coming over to the barriers and hugging members of their family. It's just, you know, it's a great thing to see. And I know you've been down here before.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's there's just something about seeing people who have run 26 miles that just makes you shake your head.
Well, and also people who cannot run. Jeff Bowman, who lost both of his legs in the bombing. Adrian Haslett-Davis, I know you saw Jeff at the finish line. He's standing there at the same place where he was injured, applauding people coming in.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible to see what's happened in this city a year after what happened on April 15th last year. The city came together again today, and I think, like you said at the beginning, they've reclaimed the finish line.
Here now is Alex Ashlock at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Alex, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.